Today's episode is sponsored by Casper. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/crappins and using the promo code CRAPPINS.
Also, Texture. Texture is the mobile app that lets you tap directly into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your phone or tablet. Try Texture for free right now when you go to texture.com/crappins.
Watch what crappins, watch what crappins. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappins?
Crappins, crappins,
crappins. Watch what crappins.
This episode of Watch What Crappens is brought to you by our premium Patreon subscriber, Christy Dougherty. Yay!
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me, as always, is the wonderful, the sweater-vested, and hilarious
That's
Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com. Hey,
Hello.
Ronnie.
Hello. Sorry, just undercrossing my boots.
He's undercrossing. This is very exciting. Ronnie and I actually put on pants for this podcast.
And boots. And a sweater.
And we actually convened in the same location because we are actually recording from the Improv in Hollywood.
Yeah, get fancy. Famous people
and
have been here.
We even have a famous person with us.
Yeah,
it is
a real famous person who performs here.
Yes, I do.
Exactly.
Thank you.
She is the very funny, very hilarious Heather McDonald from the Juicy Scoop podcast, which with new episodes on Thursdays on Podcast One. And this Thursday is, you have Kris Jenner as your guest.
I have Kris Jenner as my guest this Thursday. So yeah, please subscribe. I've got, I think, 17 episodes up. And then this week will be a new one coming Thursday. And I love doing it. It's really fun.
That is really awesome.
I get all the tabloids.
Yeah. Kris Jenner is, that's like, their Kardashians are.
I mean, the Kardashians are what keeping tabloids in print.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get them all. I read them all.
Yes.
So that you don't have to. And sometimes a tabloid will have a conflicting story, like Sandy Bullock's boyfriend. One was like, he's the worst person on earth. And the other one's like, she's found her match.
Right.
I read them both. He was kind of shady. He had a DUI.
Okay.
He had a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
He had some shit that happened. But now he is pretty great.
I like that a DUI and a young kid are equal terrible things.
Not that terrible. That's what I was saying. Like when I really read it, I said, no, that isn't that bad. He's sober now. And now he's still a hot babe. And they seem to be happy. So Sandra's okay. But I did the research.
Good.
And evaluated it so that people at home can breathe.
That should actually be the name of your podcast. I did the research.
Yes.
Justice. Hashtag justice with Heather McDonald.
And by the way, being a hot babe really makes up for a lot of bad things in your past, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, totally. And also, Sandra Bullock will only date an asshole anyway. You know that. Jesse James, like, what did she really think? He was nice in the beginning. He probably peed on a tree on their first date. That guy's a pig.
I think he was very aggressive with her. I think he, like, really pursued her. And I think a lot of guys don't have the balls to pursue Sandra Bullock. So I think she was like, shit, this guy really likes me. And, you know, he obviously hid his, like, sex addiction to Nazi tattoo. I think he kept that on the back burner and like didn't let her know about it.
I don't think Nazis was that hidden, was it? Like, doesn't he have crazy tattoos or something? I mean, I'm just assuming.
In my mind,
he has like, you know, crazy,
I don't think he has
like misspelled
swastika.
Nazi things or like backward swastikas.
No.
He's kind of dumb. That TV show he's on, his dad just yells at him. I like that. That's the only way I know him. And also being mean to Sandra.
I only know him from Celebrity Apprentice.
Who cares? So, Sandra Bullock really needs to fall in life. Her station needs to lower so she can be on one of these shows.
And but you know what? Wait, speaking of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
I'd love to be on if someone can help me get on.
Yeah. With Arnold.
But
Arnold.
I kind of liked when he was on, they were married.
Yeah.
But like, he couldn't tap into that Hollywood world.
That
like,
was the best.
All my friends are just mechanics from Long Beach. Like, keeping it real. And it's like, you're married to an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Are we going to win this challenge or not? But that's what makes me scared is if I ever got on Celebrity Apprentice, is I don't have that many rich friends.
You have Zarin. Look,
I could get Jill Zarin.
I
could get Jill Zarin. She would give me some money. I have a couple rich friends that live in Westlake Village.
Yeah.
I have some Kardashians. But I don't I feel like so much of Celebrity Apprentice is about how rich your friends
are.
Of
course, yeah.
And that's where I feel like it's a little unfair because it's not about like, oh, I have a great marketing idea or a funny commercial I can write, but I still want to do it.
And you have to
win
anyway. Like, what do you win?
Arnold.
You win
money
for
your charity.
Trump,
well, first
then.
Of all, you get paid. Okay, let's not bullshit anybody. You do get paid. Because you're going to be gone for a week, so you should get paid something.
Yeah.
But then you can win money for your charity.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, the thing is, where I get stressed, not that I would ever be on Celebrity Apprentice because I'm nowhere even close to being a celebrity, but if in like a fantasy world I were.
They did podcast
celebrity. I would do like Australian Celebrity Apprentice where they're like, and he's a gardener from America. No, or whatever.
Well, I would be concerned about like shooting my wad too early with asking people for money. Because you know, the first challenge is always like, oh, you have to work a hot dog stand and whoever earns the most money. Yeah. So it's really like you have to call up everyone and be like, will you buy a hot dog for $45,000? But then after that, when they do like two more of those, I can't keep asking the same people over and over again.
I'm bummed that it's not going to be Trump anymore because I liked it when Ivana and the one weird brother got involved, like the one that was not like cute. And then Ivanka would be out there and she'd be like, oh, welcome. You know, Nabisco's a really exciting snack cracker, and I just want to know what your idea is about it. I like the color choices that you used, and that you did a different you used Ciroc on the Nabisco cracker, and I think that was really quite inventive.
I love the openness of your mobile home space.
Yeah.
That we've given you in Central
okay,
Park.
Great. I was actually a little bit disappointed in Dad about the. Oh my God! So now it's gonna be Arnold. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, So
put it
Arnold,
out there. Vote for me.
Fuck
I'd
all
like
the
to be
on
it. On
there.
I know. It'd be so good.
I have to say.
I feel like you could be like creepy flirt. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah,
I know, but you know,
I like your challenge. You did good on the box challenge.
As much as I think Donald Trump, like, I would never vote for him for president. I think he's like crazy. I think The Apprentice is the perfect venue for his craziness.
Totally.
And it's like, there's just no one as good as Donald Trump in those situations.
I mean, you're an idiot.
If that was what it took to
please
run our country,
be the president.
Then by all means.
Oh my God, please let him win the presidency. He's so funny.
But anyway, speaking.
Let's get into the dirt.
Let's get into Bravo stuff. First of all.
You're an idiot.
Do you want to plug your social media?
Yes. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather McDonald. Facebook at McDonald. Facebook is at Heather McDonald Comedy. And my website is heathermcdonald.net for all my live dates. And I'll be in Cleveland in a couple of weeks and Tampa in November. So if you're from either one of those places, please come see me.
I was just on your social media this morning because I researched for the show, guys. But I wanted to see what you're up to so we could talk some shit. So
we knew
that you're friends with all these housewives anyway. Well, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the ones we hate, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But you're friends with so many of the Orange County ladies, and you were just having dinner a couple nights ago with them.
Oh, who did you have dinner with?
It was amazing. Okay. First of all, I've probably been friends with Heather. I mean, with Tamara Judge is probably the person I'm the closest with.
Okay.
We really are friends. We really talk on the phone. I really like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We just met through, like, I think I met Vicky first because Vicky knew my book agent and I was obsessed with the show. Like when nobody else was watching it, but probably you guys, I watched it and I was like, I remember going, I was on Chelsea Lately and I was like, this is a hilarious show. We have to parody this. And they're like, no one's watching it. We don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like imitating Vicky back then, like, oh, we're going to Mexico. Like I was obsessed with everything about it. And so, my book agent goes, hey, Vicky loves you. Brianna thinks you're amazing. They're having a barbecue. Do you want to come over on 4th of July? The day after 4th of July. Yeah. And they're going to be filming. I'm like, great. Come over with the kids. It is true that kids forget about the cameras. It really is true because they saw the slide and my kids just went up and down that slide the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Tamara walks in. She's like, why do you look familiar? I'm like, oh, I'm on this show. You know, Chelsea Lately, whatever. So we're talking at that time. Simon's there.
Ooh.
They're like fighting about Ryan. And then through those
years,
I like would see her at things. Changed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd see her at Tamara at things. And then we became friends and then we became real friends where we'd like laugh and talk. And then I went to her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to 4 televised weddings of reality stars.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah. Because of
2 are still married. 2
are
not.
Which ones have which televised? So Tamara.
Tamara,
Nini?
Lance Bass.
Oh, Lance Bass.
So they're both still married.
Well, does he count? He just got married like 2 seconds ago.
It's going to be a year in December.
It's
okay.
It counts. West Hollywood.
Ronnie is a cynic.
God, it was beautiful. They did the mother-son dance and then switched the sons. Aww. That's every mother's dream, first of all, to have a gay son and do the mother-son switcheroo dance.
And
those are sons who will
actually produce a gorgeous grandchild that they've genetically engineered through a hot surrogate who's read a lot of books.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And both the mothers were like equally attractive. Like it was just, it was beautiful. Yeah. So then, and then I had Kim Kardashian's Chris Humphrey wedding.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I and Chloe and Lamar.
Oh, so you really? I mean, you really got some really. I thought you were going to throw NeNe Leakes in there.
I was not invited to NeNe Leakes, unfortunately.
That's all right.
I've only met her once.
Well, you got two high-profile Kardashian weddings there, which is very impressive.
So anyway, I love going to weddings. Yeah. I love televised weddings. I figure if someone's willing to pay for your wedding, why the fuck not?
Do they move
faster? The hell not?
Yeah,
do they move faster or slower? Do they have to like reshoot, like going down the aisle and stuff?
Kim's was great. Yes, it was a big fancy wedding. Yes, there are cameras. But honestly, I've been to fancy weddings where there's that many cameras and the person isn't famous. You know what I mean? Because they're filming it. It was not disruptive. It was dark. Right. Tamara's wedding was very nice, but it was brighter lit ballroom
for
the cameras. And that was the difference. Yeah. But it was outside. It was pretty. The people were fun. The table was fun. Yeah. It was a good time. Right. So,
what do you buy people like that for their wedding? Okay, I want to know the gifts that you got everybody.
For Tamara, I got, I went to Neiman's and it was like this tequila or vodka, where you put the little shots and there's ice in the bowl.
Oh, you are a friend. Okay.
That's and then something like that.
So far, you know Tamara really
I imagine,
good.
I feel like I would get really Tamara one of those glasses that like, it's like a margarita glass that says diva on it with like a little pink boa on the
Yeah, well, that's not a wedding gift.
No,
that's
like a dumb.
No, I'll just give it to her.
Felicia. Yeah. She won't say like, bye, Felicia. She'll say, what does her shirt say? Something like, who is this Felicia and why is she always leaving or something like that. I was like, it's like the longest bumper sticker ever. It's like a paragraph.
So anyway, so you went to dinner. So you were at dinner with Tamara.
Okay, so we Heather Dubrow, that I met through Tamara. Okay. But Heather, I remember from when we would go out for stuff together, and she would always get it and I wouldn't. In the 90s.
What did she call that
Heather
on the show?
Heather Page Kent.
Like, did you love time in the hallways or something
like that? Yeah. Heather Page Kent, and then there was Heather McDonald, and Heather Page Kent booked a lot more than Heather McDonald. But we were two brunettes the same age. Okay. So I knew who she was. And so anyway, so then I think I was on Watch What Happens Live with Tamara the one time I was on. And I think I said that. And then that made her really like me because, you know, at the time, Alexis was saying, I've never seen her on TV. So then I had my first amazing night where we went to Heather's house and had drinks, champs.
Oh.
And the husbands, my husband, Peter, and Terry, and Eddie, all of us went out to Mastro's for dinner.
Okay.
And I pretended I lived in OC. I stayed at the Pelican Hill Hotel.
Oh, okay.
It was a dream come true.
Yeah.
And then everyone at Chelsea lately was like, you know, I kind of secreted it. Like I thought I could be friends with them and I am friends with them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Chelsea Handler went on to be friends with Sandra Bullock and Jen Aniston. And this is the level I'm at. And I'm totally happy with it.
Yeah.
I love it. So we go to, so Heather goes, hey, meet Shannon Bedore and Tamara and I at Craig's LA.
Okay. Oh, right.
Which if people are looking to see a star.
Yeah, that's it.
Go there during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Not Friday or Saturday. Go a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you will see. Well, this particular night was Bravo threw up in there. First of all, we arrive. There's a table of Bravo, like marketing executive people there.
Mm-hmm.
So they send over a bottle of champs to us. Mm-hmm. And so it's the four of us plus Tamara's, plus Heather's assistant, who's a very nice girl. So we're shooting the shit. And it is just like the show. Megan King Edmonds is coming up as you know, Shannon didn't know that they were taping her when she got that call. She thought, it's my private cell phone. They never told me they were filming. I said, who is that? I've got my kid in the car. I didn't know they were filming. I didn't know who she was.
I had kids in the car.
Was this?
I told my husband.
Call me.
I told my husband, he goes, they must cast people who like to repeat themselves a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, really bringing up the, so yeah, we talked about that. We talked about the Brooks cancer, of course. And who shows up? But Mauricio.
Ooh.
Kyle's husband.
Like, coincidentally at a different table.
He was having drinks. He's entertaining clients from Miami. How are you, ladies?
Ladies.
Got lots of kisses. Had some fun conversation then. Then he left. Then Terry Kims, Terry Dubrow, he and Heather are like kissing and stuff, very into each other. And very horny for each other. I asked her later. I go, did you like get it on in the car on the way home? She's like, no, he fell asleep 2 minutes later. I'm like, well, it was very horny acting for the table.
I never really thought of her like that because she seems like so icy or to get, not icy, but like together. I never really like sexual. Well, I mean, I don't really sexualize any of the housewives.
They were horny for each other. Yeah. It was like nice to see, quite
but
honestly.
She gave
no cameras around.
Where she's like, she just if you want a happy marriage, here's what you need to do. Have sex with your husband. Like,
who
whenever
says that,
can.
Heather?
Heather. Yeah, she's like, you need to have sex with your husband. Make time.
And I think they do. I think like, they actually definitely do it an appropriate have? Amount of time for a 15-year long.
Yeah. Well, they do have like four kids, so those don't come out of nowhere. Usually.
Well, they do have two little frozen eggs on the edge
glass.
That's
right.
Things.
Yes.
I have some eggs.
She's like, I put something in the drawing, Terry, of the tree on the glass etched door. It's two little eggs under the tree. Because, you know, she made that glass tree to represent her family.
I know, the eggs. So the little nest. And then, which I loved. And I told Terry that. I go, my husband has never laughed harder at Real Housewives except during that scene. He could completely relate to Terry.
Right.
Because when Terry tried to
during
say,
the tree
scene. And oh, I God. Said, and Heather, you were so pissed. She goes, still haven't watched it yet. Still haven't watched the scene yet. Terry's like, I haven't watched it either. I'm like, it really isn't that bad. It's kind of funny. You guys might want to watch it. Like, and, you know, because that happens to me. Like, when my husband starts going down a path that I know I'm going to get upset, I'll be like, I don't want to hear it, but I stop. I don't want to talk. Like,
right.
Or if I ever have to do a performance or anything that night, I can't get in a fight with them because I talk about them so much on stage. And I just can't be like in a real mean mood. So I'm like, stop it, wait till tomorrow, put a pin in it.
That's the best way to do it, right? Yeah. Just ignore. People say that you should really express your feelings and learn how to communicate. And I think that is such bullshit. Learn how to take it and be quiet.
Yeah, like, or I just know like I can't get upset. Like I can see where it's going to lead. And like I just can't get into it right now because it's going to put me in a mood that I can't get out of. And I've got an audition or I have something going on. So then Dr. Nassif comes in.
Oh, wow. So
he joins the table.
Okay.
And he's been on my podcast, and I love him. I think he's so, like, weird and funny. Like, I gave him
love
so much
guy.
Shit.
So only husband who can, like, talk trash about the other housewives and not look like a bitch.
Yeah.
So far, he's the only one who's done it. He's, like, come out looking okay still.
Well, it's like everyone loves Terry Dubrow, and because they make women beautiful. So if you're watching The Housewives, you got to love the plastic surgeon husband. Like that is a dream come true.
Well, also they're usually so wealthy that they have so much sort of power going on in their own lives that they don't really need to be famous as like a cutaway on a Housewives show. So they can sort of say whatever they want. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
If you get mad at me, I don't care. I've got my money because I'm earning.
Right.
It's more entertaining when they're legit like rich and don't need it. When they get all desperate and cloying, that's when it gets kind of awkward to watch, you know, like when they're doing it just for the page. I think that's why Brandy got in trouble. She was always trying to make shit for the cameras and then.
Oh, she knew what she was doing. She was very calculating. I mean, I think with what happened when she revealed that Adrian had used a surrogate, from the info that I've dug up in
and
my
you've done
investigation.
The research.
Justice.
Is that was something that she had shared with the girls and said, I don't want on the show. When they've been off camera, I don't want this being revealed in the show, and they all knew that, and Brandy said it, and then they were like, so she knew what she was doing.
Well,
and
that's why Brandy was annoyed because they were all acting shocked when they all knew.
Yeah, but the thing they were shocked is like she was our friend who said don't reveal that. Yeah. You know, I mean, yes,
well,
we're doing a reality show,
well,
but like you ask
of
people
her to do, but she was at least still good in that season because that was true. Like the other stuff she does isn't even true. She'll be like well, so like the stuff she just makes up all these lies. Like she was living in Calabat. Lisa was living in Calabasas, or the magazine's in a thing. Or,
I feel like Brandy tried.
That she was telling.
Yeah, I just feel like she tried too hard. Like I understand if she wants to like, you know, ruffle feathers, that's fine. But she sort of overdid it, and you know. The whole to do about the magazines and Palm Springs. I mean, that was so ridiculous. It was so over the top.
I know. So it's like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
they're just poor, so you don't care. Like Lisa Vanderpump, she can do whatever. You know,
yeah.
I'll be like, I love her because she doesn't give a shit. Although she was selling those weird fuzzy bear things on the QVC the other day.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing her hawk stuff in grocery stores. Like,
what was
buy
the bear?
My wine, darling. It's like you're rich. What are you doing here? Get the fuck out of here. You know?
Yeah. She really Fuzzy Bear was the smartest one about this whole thing because she already had an actual product that could benefit from television. I mean, you go into any of those restaurants and it is just, hey, when I need an ego boost, remember that scene in
Soap Dish?
Yep. Yeah. Let's go to the mall. It's like, let me go to Pump.
Yeah.
Where do they go? Trenton?
I go to Pump because there will be, you know, people visiting that will absolutely go there. And if they watch Bravo, then they know who I am because they watch E.
Yes.
And so that's where I go if I need an ego boost for dinner.
Pump is the only restaurant in West Hollywood with fat people with bad perms. It's the only one
because they're all going there to see Lisa and Heather McDonald.
I get my ego boost at Fresh and Easy. I just walk around and feel good about myself.
Your ego boost. You're like, that cereal recognizes me.
For the next 2 weeks before it goes out of business.
You think Fresh and Easy is going out of business? It's
officially going out of business.
Because nobody wanted fresh and easy food?
People want things that are old and hard.
It's like in a weird... It's like a...
By the way, Fresh and Easy is the greatest supermarket, and Americans, because it's British, Americans were like, no, we don't like this. It's like too impersonal. I'm like, too impersonal. It's like cheap, and like so you can get in and out of there so quickly.
Well, it's like going to a farm where they wrap everything in saran wrap. Like, I'm not going through those corn stalks. It's like, here's a bell pepper, but it's like been individually wrapped, and then there's some weird machine, but then there's still a person standing there to give you dirty looks while you use it.
Have you seen the people at Ralph's? Do you want those people rifling through your cilantro? No, I'm glad for the plastic
they
wrap.
Do anyway. I go to that Whole Foods. It's rich people, homeless hands in there eating the salads.
Well, I'm actually very sad because the Fresh and Easy that I go to, Martin Lawrence Ballard from $1 Million Decorators,
went to his house, hung out with him. Hello. Also, somebody's a friend of mine.
How fabulous.
His office is just a few buildings down
he
from here.
He has a fabulous house in Palm Springs that used to be Frank Sinatra's old house.
Whoa.
And
is it like...
God, I want to... Some other... I want. I don't know if it was James Mansfield. It was some other, like, several stars. Roger Moore.
Okay.
From 007, you know. He was one of the owners. So, no, he kept the whole 60s aesthetic, but then redid it. And it's gorgeous. And it's in Palm Springs.
Is it all like... is the aesthetic all sort of like zebra print meets, like... You know,
yes,
India.
Like, yes, it's a little
he celebrates his niche.
He likes
you know?
That rustic exotic.
It's like the gay palms because you know he's
it's
like
very
this
Palm
will
Springs.
Be gay Palm Springs. This gay Palm Springs will be having anal sex with the real Palm Springs. It'll be that gay. Like he's
yes,
he'll
it
like
was
really.
Really
I'm like I imagine mosquito netting, like decorative mosquito. Yeah,
I was doing stand up at a place called the Copa Room in Palm Springs, and so I spent
the Copa Room.
Yeah,
in Palm
so
Springs.
I rode my bike to Trina Turk and I bought Palm Springs outfits and I stayed at a very nice place that I can't remember one of these place it wasn't Ace
the Parker is the
there's Ace Parker what's the other one
Swaro?
Viceroy
yeah
okay there so then stayed there which is very nice rode the bike to Trina Turk then went to his house. Had the drinks at the pool, like it was a Palm Springs delight.
Wow. I'd imagine you guys would stand under one of those like air like vaporizer things that they have in the heat where they just lightly spray
with
water.
Yes.
Let's stand under the vaporizer, Heather. Yeah. Tell me about you.
I love it. I love his voice. Love it that. Is so
okay,
yeah,
you guys, we're missing a lot of stuff.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. So,
dinner with these housewives.
Okay, so then
two days ago, Kathy
Hilton and Nikki Hilton then came by the table too. It was out of control. Go on.
This is like a wet dream for me.
I mean, it was like...
You guys are trying to insert Kathy Hilton into the best story in Bravo
history. Go.
Okay. So Shannon Bedore the other day was at some, I guess, football game.
Yes.
USC.
I went to USC, so I have scoop on
this. Right on.
And did she tell you... And by the way,
yes, that's why I'm asking.
Say,
no,
Ron,
don't say. So right, I have to address right, the people right, who don't know.
Just ask me anything and I will explain.
So just for the people who haven't read the story. So she goes to this football game with David. How many of these football touchdowns have you seen? So anyway, she goes to the football game with David and the mistress is there. So it turns out that this mistress is some huge fame whore who's just like trying to bone David and get on every show in the world because of it. And so she's taunting Shannon. So according to the story, they see each other. They try and ignore each other. Then they bump into each other coming out of a tunnel, which whatever.
Which absolutely could happen.
And then they started yelling at each other. And then in the middle of the game, Shannon stood up in the game
and said,
in the rafters and turned around to everybody and said, "That
that's the woman who slept with my husband.
Wait, where did you hear this story?
It was reported first at like an Us Magazine.
Us Magazine.
But I happened.
It's called history, Heather.
I did my research today also. She went on to Entertainment Tonight, I think last night. She and David did. And she verified it. She told the whole story. And
what did she say?
She's like, you know what? I saw her. She bought season tickets in our section. And I said, you know what? Enough of putting up this front. I'm just going to let it loose. And she's like, so I stood up and I said, this is the woman who slept with my husband. And she said it. It's true. She said all this stuff. And, it's apparently this very awkward section in the USC stadium right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, first of all, I went to USC.
Okay.
I love going to USC games.
Yeah.
The first time I met Shannon Bedore, Tamara invited me to be Shannon Bedore's guest and my husband. She's like, the new housewife went to SC and has tickets. Do you want to go to the USC-UCLA game? Mm. So they hadn't started filming. And, you know, I was just asking her questions. She's older than I am. So we weren't there at the same time. But there's certain people that were in her grade. Going to SC games post-college was the greatest, like, nightclub experience I could have. Like, I would get ready on a Saturday, like, in my 20s. I would get completely cute. I would day drink. I would make out with people oftentimes afterwards. Yes. I would dry hump.
Yeah.
I love an SC game on a hot September day with a good buzz.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
This is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have kids. My husband didn't go to SC. We don't go that often. But if someone could hook me up with some great seats, like the doors, fantastic. We go to the Cardinal and Gold thing before. We drink. We have fun. So they have had these seats for a long time in this section. But what I have found out today, and I did not know that story happened. I don't know how I missed it.
She didn't mention it at dinner. Or maybe it was
dinner
before.
Dinner was last week. It was Wednesday.
Before USC game.
Was the mistress's husband went to SC and is my friend's fraternity brother's. So they were in the same house together. So he went to SC and his family has a lot of money. So in defense of this woman, who I do think is horrible, and I do think she went after David, but takes two tango, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
He went to SC too, okay? Yep. I don't know if she went to SC, but he went to SC. They have money. Everybody that's into SC buys season tickets and goes.
Yeah.
And the section that they're in is a very nice section to be in. So I don't know. He may have bought the tickets. His parents might have bought the tickets. I don't know that this girl went. And are they never supposed to go to a game again?
No, they said that she was actually taunting her. Like she was saying stuff with the husband. Yes, like the husband's on her team or something.
And
what did he say?
They were fucking
with
Shannon the whole time, apparently, because she wants to get on the show, which she probably will. Let's face it, it's Bravo. They'll hire her in 2 seconds. You know, she's cute.
I don't know. Do you think they would?
Well,
she would, yeah.
Do you think Bravo would be, because you know, Rebecca Romaine Stamos, who was on Watch What Happens Live, it was right after they had done their main interview, just the Bedores with Andy. This is when people didn't know that, because it had happened before, that they saw at a very, they said, we saw this woman at an event that she knew we'd be at. We go to it every year. So Rebecca Romaine Stamos interpreted that as, it's a big charity event, or Shannon's the hostess of, or like it was a PR event that they knew Shannon was going to be at. We watched this. I'm like, Peter goes, wait a minute. You mean that the place that the mistress was at taunting her was 90,000 people at a USC game?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love Shannon, but like I mean, it's a huge coliseum, and you might run into people. Like,
he wasn't exactly on Craigslist.
I know.
He was like, he like literally walked outside and saw
someone. Are they never supposed to go to another game?
And Shannon is a bit sensitive. I mean, this is the woman who did freak out about being called on her private cell phone.
She had a piece of psychological debris stuck in her butt. Like, literally, okay?
Okay, so wait. What did this husband say?
So he basically released a statement along the lines of,
dear.
What my wife did,
sorry,
whatever,
dear.
Like, hurt both of our families, and we just hope that we can, both families can recuperate, blah, 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 blah. And so Kevin Frazier read this to Shannon, and she's like, well, this is the first time I've ever heard her have any sort of remorse, so I appreciate that. But, you know, da, da, da. And then she's like, but you know what, though? I don't think about her. Then even Kevin Frazier was like, now, come on now, Shannon. All you do is talk about her. She's like, well, I'm in a reality show. Da, 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 da. But
maybe you're right. Maybe they do want to be on it.
I only think about her with my Instagram.
Well, I mean, don't you think that Bravo would look pretty awful if they brought her on. As good as the TV would be, as much as the world wants
people, they're shooting the Judices. Like, they don't care. Are you kidding? They're like literally shooting a show around somebody calling for 5 minutes a day
to announce that they're dildos from jail in prison.
I mean, if she came on, how could like Heather and Tamara act fake and go have lunch and go to her like candle making party?
I think it would be a hard.
I think it'd be too hard.
You might have an issue where the cast refused to film with
it's
her.
It's one thing
stuff.
To bring on, you know, the Judices' in-laws when you knew Teresa was jealous of Melissa. That's one thing to bring them on.
Yeah.
But still, that's one thing to bring them on. They didn't.
It's another thing to bring a mistress when their kids involved and all that stuff. I actually don't think
they'll go that low. I really don't, because
I mean, Bravo did fire Kim Richards. You know, if Bravo wanted to
only
go low,
for insurance,
that's true. But still,
it's not because of morals. She was on meth and drugs the whole time that she's been shooting.
But when Rebecca brought that up, she goes, "Clearly, this woman wants to be on the show. Aren't you thinking about putting her on?" And Andy was like, "Oh my God, I've never even thought of that."
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
You may not have. Because now you're just a TV personality.
Yeah,
you're not running the show like you used to. But
nice,
I'm like,
smiling.
I'm sure someone is like, hey, you know, we'd love to hear your side of the story. If they're giving Brooks 1 hour interviews, maybe the America would like to hear from Nicole and her.
Well,
let's talk about the OC reunion because that Brooks interview.
We'll be right back.
We've told you about our sponsor Next Issue and how it's the best way to read all your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. Well, Next Issue's new name is Texture. And it has spectacular new features that make it the best reading experience around.
All Access Pass, the world's best magazines. Browse hundreds of magazines and cherry-pick the articles that interest you most. Curated collections let you dive deeper into topics.
Texture is offering our listeners a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/crappins. Think about that. You'll gain unrestricted access to the world's best magazines from back issues to the one on newsstands today.
Try Texture for free right now when you go to texture.com/crappins, and you might get access to fun stuff like Entertainment Weekly has a cool thing with Daniel Craig on set exclusive about Spectre of Death.
Ugly hot. Yeah. And Taylor Swift has something in GQ called, I thought it was a turkey for every type. That's Bon Appetit, but that would be fitting for Taylor Swift, actually. Yeah. Good Lord, she's dated some turkeys.
Hers is called the Titanic,
which is, you know, symbolic of her relationships with turkeys in the past.
just remember that Texture is the mobile app that lets you tap directly into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your phone or tablet. So try Texture for free right now when you go to texture.com/crappins.
Yeah, just those three headlines alone would have cost you $21 in a store.
Yeah.
Get you some Texture, y'all. That Brooks interview. That guy was
on coke or something, right?
Yes, he was doing a terrible thing to say, but what's that disease the head bobbing?
Okay,
and
he did an E interview.
For like an hour.
E-T,
and then he did the, and now he's doing the Andy one that they teased.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked geeked up on something.
He was doing the full-on coke jaw where the jaw cracks. It was mixed with like the Parkinson's.
He looked like the jaw thing.
He was speaking fast.
He was really fidgety. Something seemed not right. The whole thing was
nervous,
so,
lick-lipping.
Watching that, I was like, because he's done these interviews before,
there is something about him. It's almost like Bill Clinton-ish that you want to believe everything he says. He's so convincing because the calmness and the politeness and the Southern drawl about the way he tells his story, you're like, Brooks, you do seem like a great guy. He has that tone.
But then if you listen to his words, he's never saying anything.
He's saying he's a charlatan, a mountebank.
The reason of the literature looking through the pleasing of the, you know, thank you, ma'am. It's like, what?
Let me tell you something about manners. When you're having a drink with someone and their daughter says, do you want an ice cube? And I politely said no. And that's what started the fight.
Like, you're like, what?
That's why Brianna hates you, because you didn't want an ice cube? Like, it just comes out like, really? That's it?
And I showed her my dick. But the ice cube was really the real issue.
Well, that was the gift I gave her.
But, you know, so actually on Starcasm.net, which I looked at this morning, they had...
Starcasm.
Apparently, Brooks is employed at a place that generates medical records. So it's adding further shadiness. This
that is
the biggest shock here is that he's employed.
So when he was like, I could not make the reunion because of business commitment. I'm like, really?
Because of work, I couldn't make it work. No, let's work on that.
It's like, stop saying work. What's wrong with him?
So we actually have a question. So yes. on our podcast, we are supported by Patreon, and people who support at the $5 level get to submit questions that can be asked on the podcast.
Awesome.
So this one is from Teresa Marovich. She says, hi, Ben and Ronnie, and by extension, Heather. I want to know the impact of Brooks saying he had the CT PET scan at Newport Imaging and Megan's phone call saying that they don't do that there. I heard they may sue him for using their letterhead or otherwise disrupting business. I work for a large medical group, and we cannot discuss patient records, HIPAA laws, but they could disprove his claim by saying he falsely used their letterhead. Brilliant mousetrap of sorts. Can you play Megan King Edmonds and investigate? Love and justice, Teresa.
Let me extend my neck by 2 feet. Yeah. If I want to be Megan.
I'm looking into it.
Yeah.
Also, HIPAA laws. Another term that we could not have heard more of this season. Yeah. HIPAA laws, cancer.
And I'm not even sure the HIPAA laws things have been used correctly, because I think it's okay for Megan to call up and ask, do you guys perform PET scans? That's not a violation of HIPAA laws, but you know, Vicky's like, HIPAA laws, HIPAA.
I love that housewives get so deep that we actually like study law to find out what they're fucking talking about.
Listen, he did not have cancer. He had some scare, you know, and that's another thing that's happened in the Real Housewives franchise, along with a lot of going to jail, a lot of bankruptcy, a lot of infidelity is, do you have cancer? Do you not? Yeah. When you did, who visited you? Who didn't visit you?
Yes, exactly.
It's so much of that. It's totally like, remember when Kim Zolciak tried to say she had cancer at the reunion?
Yeah.
That is why she originally got her wig.
Yeah.
And he's like, what, are you better? Well, I didn't have the cancer. I sat in a Chili's parking lot and I really thought this was it. And then they said, no, it's something else.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I found out Chick-fil-A uses hydrogenated oil. And I
do this thing every time I have a birthday.
Yeah.
I started about 5 years ago. And see, someone would say, oh, happy birthday. And I'd be like, thank you. I'm 40 and cancer free. And because I've never had cancer. And I'm like, why don't people celebrate being cancer free? Because I've never had it. Why does it take like a double mastectomy to have you like walk, you know? So I'm always like very grateful for it. So I feel like, and I'm not making fun of it. I'm saying like be grateful for every day you don't have cancer.
People,
well,
I say that because so many people have cancer. So if you're hey, I'm 40 and cancer free, they're like, awesome, I have a lump in my breast.
I'm saying,
why can't you
appreciate? I appreciate that I've never had it.
Well, it's like being rich. Like, you appreciate if you're rich, but you can't walk down the street being like, I'm 40 and rich. Thank you. Happy birthday to me.
How about I'm 40 and my house hasn't been foreclosed?
Why can't you be
grateful for what you have? What I'm saying.
I'm not making fun of anything.
I'm saying, I always feel like, no, I just want to say, like, I never want to be.
Yeah, I get it.
People always, celebrities are always in charge of their charity is always something, a disease that struck them or a family member.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, well, why not maybe find one you don't want to have? Like, maybe the odds wouldn't be against you. I don't know.
It's positive. Listen, I'm with Heather.
I'm with Heather. It's the same as saying, I'm 40 and I'm in good health. Thank God.
Yeah, be grateful. You know, and the reason I really did start doing that is because one time I was watching Oprah.
Okay.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And Olivia Newton-John was on, and she goes, Olivia Newton-John, I can't believe you're turning 50. How does that feel? Are you freaking out or something? And Olivia Newton-John goes, no, because I had cancer and I lived. I never thought I'd see 50. And that's where I started doing every year and going, I'm never going to be sad when I have a birthday because there's so many people that never make it to this age. And so anyway, getting to the cancer thing. I think what happened with him is he did have some type of ailment at one time.
Yes.
And he saw the attention it brought him.
Yep.
And then he could very easily facilitate that it's come back, that he's had a relapse.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brother-in-law who has the non-Hodgkin's disease.
Right.
And he is out of the woods now. But I saw what he looked like during chemo. There were other things that came from it, like he almost got neuropathy in his fingers.
And
actually, it's gotten a lot better. He's actually a dealer in Vegas and had to like switch jobs and everything.
Wow.
And now he's back being a dealer. So It was really amazing. And this guy is a great guy, but he was really negative. He was not using like positivity to get better. I mean, there were things about it I was like, I wish he was more positive. Anyway, he's doing a lot better. But I saw how debilitating it was. And my dad went through chemo too. So I think anybody, which is about everybody, everybody knows someone with cancer. So I think all of the girls that all have seen someone, Megan being the one mainly saw it,
right,
and knows that you are like, sometimes it's like 4 days after chemo that's your worst day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody has it different. But the fact that he's just like, I did the chemo yesterday, and then I took a shower, and I'm going to make it to the candle making
party.
There's
a lot of that that goes around, not only on Bravo, but it's the kind of world where people will just say they have shit now. It's happening all the time. I know a girl.
Because you get the attention.
It's called Munchausen's by proxy, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's when you actually get sick, though.
No. Munchausen's is like, you know, from Sixth Sense, where the woman made her kid sick and she wanted the kid to be sick
so that she
gets the attention of a mother. But now with all these GoFundMes and
maybe
stuff,
it's Vicky at
people
the
are finding that they're doing it
and
they're getting money. They're saying, I have cancer or my kid has cancer, and people give money online and nobody's sick, and it's really, really gross.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I mean, Brooks, the whole thing is so shady, and we've mentioned this before on the podcast. You know, we cover this show, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. I don't know if you ever saw that one. But
yes.
One of, but,
the Realtors? Realtors? No.
No, it's
there
like,
was one. There was one black like, realtor.
There was, yeah, Melissa Realtor. Ford. But but Daisy on that show, she had liver cancer. And she is one of the few Bravo stars we've seen who actually has cancer. She's going through it. No, for real, because everyone always has cancer scares. I mean, I get it. I'm like an almost cancer survivor because I think everything I have is cancer. But the thing,
almost,
but it never is. Cancer.
Right.
But it's, I like had a headache yesterday. I was like, uh-oh, this is it.
Lisa Nicole.
I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking.
But, well, it's been fun. It's been it's been this many years cancer-free, and now.
I'm 40 and I have a headache.
But Daisy.
thanks for the happy birthday.
But,
Daisy
actually had cancer. And over the course of the season, you see her getting chemo and radiation, and you see the toll it takes on her. And I know that it's different for every person.
No, it's pretty bad for most people, though. I mean, it's really like you're out of commission for a few
days. And so for Brooks to say, if he says, oh, well, I'm stopping chemo because it's not reacting to chemo, well, that's fine. But if you're not showing any other symptoms,
my favorite
rest of your
is
body
when he goes,
isn't either.
You may actually know this doctor, Heather, because that doctor did the cellulite treatment for Heather.
Yeah.
And he was trying to stick it like, you may actually know this doctor, so you may want to shut the fuck up when you realize that what I'm going to say is bullshit, because I'll reveal that you had a dimple the size of a quarter on your ass before you met this doctor, and the world will know.
Heather has butt zits.
In a weird way, I think we almost have to admire Brooks for having such huge balls to go on to national TV with a fake disease
and
that
a huge
could be
dick,
so
apparently.
Easily debunked. And a huge dick. And a huge...
Girth Brooks is a pretty great dick name.
Well,
I mean,
that'd be good
agree.
To have on your resume.
To be fair, there already is a gay porn star named Girth Brooks.
That's the point.
Girth Brooks, so, you know...
Girth is he going to go on Andy
Cohen? Oh, I thought you knew who the porn star was. I was like, yes, Heather, yes. Girth is huge.
Although, I do get the double pun of it, Girth Brooks.
Right.
I'm getting that. Because
that is his name, too.
Would you be offended if I showed you Girth Brooks right now on the internet? Because we're connected. You could actually
see his girth.
All right.
He's like, keep your husband on his toes. He'll be like, love your outfit, honey.
We do the research also. Here's some research. Oh, by the way, there are straight men in the room. So straight men, be careful. There is going to be a picture of a gay porn star naked.
Don't assume. You don't know everybody's straight in here. We're in a red,
velvet
room in Hollywood. Like,
feels a little bit like a bordello in here.
It's quite an assumption you're making.
Yeah.
Images, Girth. Images. They need a whole section of Google Girth images.
In the meantime,
you know what would be an amazing reality show storyline?
Yes, what?
And this is what I'd like to see happen. I give a lot of great, amazing ideas out on podcasts.
Please.
People should listen to mine. It's movie ideas, everything. I just throw them out there. I don't register with the Writers Guild. I just let whoever wants to run with it. I'm never going to get my shit together.
Yeah.
Someone should go on a reality show being cast as the sassy gay guy. And then it gets revealed he's a fucking liar. He's been getting pussy since he was 10.
I would love that. I would love that.
Yes. Matt
and then
Damon
it's like, how dare you? I work for the LGBTQ. How dare you pretend to be gay? I saw you eating out Megan King Edmonds. We are going to reveal.
We can't even get that mad anymore because now it's the LGBTQ. TQ.
Well, this isn't even a naked picture.
Yeah. Well, they won't. I don't know if the internet is blocking me or what. They might have a no dick policy here.
No, did you type in Garth Brooks penis?
This does nothing for me, by the way. It's like in underwear.
Google images will not give you naked pictures automatically. You just have to sort of
what
really.
The hell? How else are they worth $1 billion? Whatever search engine gives you dick should be the richest, okay? I'm rooting for you, Yahoo.
I will take care of it. See, here we go.
Oh, so.
Whoa. Okay, Brooks, I'm sorry. That's my new thing. So
there was this.
I want that to happen. I want someone
the closeted
to get cast as on a reality show as like such a funny gay guy, and then the other cast members find out, and he's the most beloved, and then he finds out he's actually been faking being gay. And I'm gonna write that movie. Nobody take it.
You know, I'd love a gay scandal.
Oh my god!
Yes, I'm not giving you a maxless.
You know what? I also told Tamara. I go, listen. Another thing you need to keep aware of is as you age and you need reading glasses, make sure that you call the restaurant before or see the menu before, know what you're going to order, because when you all whip out those glasses and Shannon Bedore's glasses, and she does a real like old lady thing with her glasses. Like,
Yeah, Ronnie calls it the Hillary Clinton glasses.
And like, just act like you don't need them. That is so big. I just clenched my own vagina and butthole looking at this. Oh,
that's
my
a big
God.
Boy. You see, it's not all in the face. That's why some ugly people have such confidence.
The dick. Yeah.
Dick. I love looking at
gay porn.
Mm-hmm.
You too. That's so funny.
I don't. It's like, I don't think many people are like that, but like I get off on it. Like I love it when it's in a TV show, like a secret gay thing. Like you don't know that the characters are gay. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden guy goes and they act like they're mad at each other. It's like, hey, no, listen to me, man.
That's
and then they start making out. I fucking love and like, do it.
So I love like the old school.
I've never seen him in a still before like that.
I love like the old school, like, hey, I'm the plumber. I'm coming over to fix your sink. And then he's under there, and then spritzes. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, don't worry. We can dry that. Here, give me your shirt. And it's like, oh, now the plumber's shirt.
That's
like,
my favorite one.
I like, go crazy. That's like my favorite.
That is my favorite one.
By the way, Shannon Bedore is the mistress's husband. They said he was a plumber. Mm-hmm. And he's really cute. And I go, how is he? But like I just said,
he's
not.
As hell, right?
His family owns a huge plumbing.
David's in construction.
Thing.
Yes.
He's not a plumber. He was a USC fraternity boy.
They're like fake blue collar.
Yeah. So, but I thought that when I first heard that, I go, this is so weird. Like, how did the two of them get together? She's like this executive in OC, and they have all this money, and he was just a plumber. Like it just didn't make sense. I'm like, maybe he has no education. That's why he's staying with her, even though she cheated with David. No.
He's rich.
They're both rich. They both probably just have an understanding or something.
I really resent my parents for being so fucking lazy. And like all these people born into so much money. I mean, my dad went to work. What the hell?
Well,
you wouldn't be this funny if you'd come from a lot of money.
Oh, it didn't come from poverty. It came from fatness. Thank you, though. And early onset gayness.
You're not fat. Did you lose a lot of
weight? Oh, up and down. Eating disordered.
Oh.
I'm a binge eater.
You are?
Uh-huh. So fun. Let's do it together one day. You could use a break.
No, I can't.
You'll remember why it was so terrible back then.
So I have a question. Getting back to the housewives.
Yes.
No.
So,
I want to talk about my eating disorder.
Yes.
Sort of like the same thing. No. So here's a question about Tamara. You're very close with her.
Yes.
Now, the thing is with Tamara is that, you know, she comes off not always so great. She a lot of time is considered the villain. We make fun of her a lot on this podcast, and we're not the only ones. People are like, Tamara. And
yeah, I still don't think she's a villain.
But I mean, people love to hate her, you know?
Uh-huh.
But how is it for you, knowing her on a personal level, when you hear people talk about like, ugh, Tamara, whatever, she's just nasty trailer trash, whatever. Are you just like, you get defensive over her, or do you sort of like, well, I get it because they see one thing on TV or whatever? You know?
Like, well, for one thing, she's like the one that's the least imitated, because I think she's kind of like the least of a character. Like, I think she's just the most real to me. Like, I think she's like the most real. I think she's honest about it, about her life and her mistakes. And, you know, like, I remember like years ago, she's like, yeah, someone wants me to write a book. I mean, what the fuck am I going to write a book about? Like, she's just like not, I think she's like the least full of herself, to be quite honest. Cause I mean, I think she's like been through so much with the divorces and, mm-hmm. and Ryan and, you know, Simon and all of that, that I just don't think that, like, I think she's really grateful to be on the show. I think she likes it. I think she has fun with it. But I actually think she, like, her ego is in check in relation to Housewives. That's what I think.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to have, like, a huge... She doesn't seem to be, like, full of... She's not... She's definitely
she's not like,
one of the
don't you know who I am? No, she's nothing
like that.
Yeah,
but she stirs the pot. She definitely stirs the pot.
She stirs
the
pot because she knows how to do a TV. And, like, you know, like, she was telling me, you know, she did not want her baptism on TV. She did not.
I'm sure.
And they came to her and... Now, she did not say this. She's like, they came to me, and I was like, okay. Now, I'm interpreting this. She says okay because she's smart, and she wants to be a good employee, and she wants to be asked back, and she wants to give them what they ask for. And she sees other people that are not as easy, and they don't get asked back.
Right.
And she likes being on the show, and she wants to be pleasant.
Well, we always say—
with producers and stuff. That's what I believe.
We always say that the thing with Tamara that sort of makes her— kind of amazing is that every season she always knows the right person to go after. If you want to compare her to Brandy overplaying it or doing, going too hard and then losing her spot on the show, Tamara always seems to always is on the like whoever she goes after, it's always right
like
in the
in
center of the
show. Retrospect, now that we know everything with the affair, the whole hot pot that Tamara got into last season was that Shannon shared something with Tamara and she shared it with Heather. And that is what made her supposedly like the villain of all villains.
Yeah.
Which now we know they all knew about it.
Right.
I know.
They all knew about it. And it was like.
She did still go to Heather and say, she's got, they're having a divorce and I'm really, or he's cheating. She still did do that. Like they made it sound like last night she was framed and it was really Heather getting a phone call or someone getting a phone call and seeing the mistress text David and the David texts her
but I mean,
and then he texted her
but
while she was
thing.
Shooting a scene.
In real life, as a woman who is a real housewife, I am a housewife, I have friends, you know, if someone's getting divorced,
we're talking about it.
I always,
so if you're gonna not how fit if you're gonna make the show real, it's gonna be like we're concerned for Shannon. She's kind of losing it. The husband has moved out. Please be fragile with her because I mean I don't even this girl I liked her in the beginning. I don't know what she's going through. So it's like
for the record, I don't think she was being a bitch.
I thought Shannon was just losing her mind.
What
you were saying before. What? And I totally respect that those are your friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to trash talk. But I will. I don't believe what you just said a thing about Tamara. I think you're such a good friend because...
Wait, you don't believe that I said what?
I don't believe that Tamara didn't want her baptism and that it wasn't totally planned. Like, I see Tamara as a total,
okay,
like,
that's
planner.
What she told me.
She got the finale party. Like, that bitch ain't dumb. She's been on that show for so long.
That's
you
what
know.
She told me, and I don't know why she would lie to me
again,
about it.
You get married to Jesus.
Because when
it's
she,
like the biggest wedding in Housewives history.
Because she told, when she was getting married, she's like, I go, have they asked you to put the wedding on TV? And she goes, yeah, but I don't know, Eddie. And I go, fucking do it, Tamara. It's your third wedding. You're going to get paid. You're going to get the greatest footage from it. People want to see it. Your life is out there anyway. Why would you not and go spend $50,000 to like go to Ireland? Why would you do that when you can make $250,000 and be, I mean, I said it. And she was like, but she did hem and haw about it. And then she did it. So it's like, but with this, I'm just saying what she told me. If she was lying to me, then she was lying to me. She told me, no, that the baptism thing was not going to be part of the show. She knew people would say it was exploitive and everything. But then they asked her and she was like, okay, you know, let me see if I can make a positive out of it. And if it means that anybody might be so inclined to go back to the church or discover the church, then I'm going to see that as the positive.
She's
that's what
so
she
tricky,
said.
What was Tamara? Because this year she started with the Christianity. So she's because last year, you know, so much of Housewives are so much of the motivation on these storylines are like how badly you got beat up on Twitter last year. And
yes.
I actually love that they talk about that now on the show. They're like,
it's
well,
so,
people were mean
so
on Twitter.
Meta
yeah.
So I think that she came back and she's like, I'm going to be this, do this good Christian thing or whatever. And she started everything that's going on now. Tamara started every single storyline, but she did it with a smile and then said
like
praise Jesus and backed away
like
slowly and let
cancer.
Everybody
oh Brooks doesn't have cancer with a
psychic.
Psychic
with Brooks not having cancer. What was the other stuff from the season? That's like the
I don't
whole
know.
Season
I mean
isn't
this
it?
Gets back to what I was saying
the
before
affair.
Which is that Tamara has never been in the periphery of any season ever. She has always been right in the middle of anything that's going on, which you gotta admit is like very impressive. I mean, she does it in a way where you're not like where you feel like
you mean when she went, you're going to Bass Lake.
Yeah.
You went to Bass Lake.
And then she's like, again,
another cancer story. Again, another cancer story. Oh,
which actually is my next
question.
Was that
one true?
Yes. He died of cancer. Yeah. It was Gretchen's fiance.
I was
going to
say. That was like a legit one. So. I thought we were talking about almost cancer. I was like, no, Jeff lied?
Well, no, I actually was going to ask you this, though.
Yes.
Remember that weird season of Tamara's life when she was friends with Gretchen? Was that actually?
That was last year.
Were they? Like 2 years ago or so. Were they actually friends that season, or was that just for TV?
You know what? One time we had a guest host because Chelsea did not like having housewives on and wouldn't allow it. So we had a guest host and they couldn't find any guests. And I said, would you like me to call Tamara and Gretchen? And I thought it would be funny because Fortune was the host and Fortune's like this funny kind of lesbian girl. And I'm like, if the girls get real blonde and cute, it'll be like a fun interview. Mm-hmm. So then they were like, yeah, call them. So they both came with Slade and Eddie. And it was during the season that they were friends. And they absolutely were friends. Wow. And they all went out to STK for dinner.
Wow.
So, but no, they're not friends now. No. Definitely not friends now.
That was like awakenings, you know? It was like for a moment, there was like life and everything was good. And then it just all receded back down again into hate.
I mean, I think it is what it is. I think it's, you know.
It was very strange that they were friends for that moment.
Why did they hate each other at the end? I don't remember.
So they made up.
She gave her the bracelet. Yeah. They make up.
But then the following season, things start to fall apart again because the old wounds about that phone call in the middle of the night kind of resurfaced. I think that Tamara, if I remember correctly, and I could be completely wrong, wasn't Tamara sort of like...
Tamara said that the whole time that she was acting like she was in love with the dying cancer guy.
Right, she was having
that
affair.
She was having an affair and the guy somehow got Tamara's number and was like... hurt that I guess Gretchen was blowing him off or they had a secret love affair
God, that
or something.
That guy's a fame whore too. He was all over the internet giving interviews and putting like secret stories everywhere too.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, yes, the guy may have called Tamara, but maybe the guy was lying the whole time. But she was getting the information. I don't know.
Somehow it like all kind of resurfaced in a way where Tamara, I think if I remember correctly, I feel like Tamara was sort of expecting Gretchen to be a little bit more forthcoming now. Tamara's like, well, look, I put the past behind us, so now you can, you know, you can tell me it's okay and I won't pass judgment. I think that's the vibe that I got. But maybe there was something that kicked that off. Like maybe Tamara didn't
get invited. If Tamara forgives you, be afraid, okay? The best thing is when Tamara's pissed because she's so upfront about her emotions that you could at least argue and be done with it. That's like these shows... The things on the shows, like, we root up and down. I don't always hate Tamara. This year I do, because this whole fake Christian thing is killing me. And not that I'm, like, a big...
It's always, like, a fake...
It's not like I'm rooting for the Christians either. It's just weird to me. I don't like it. Because I grew up born-again Christian. Okay.
You were born Christian.
I was born Christian, but when I say I was born again, I mean
that was the
I
kind
was
of
born
Christianity.
To born again.
Yeah.
Because that's very specific.
That's
because
you're
different. Christian, right?
No, I'm Catholic, and what people don't realize is when you've been raised in the Catholic Church, it is so different than the kind of Christian church Tamara goes to, and you know. Like we,
no guitars.
Yeah, we're about, you know, like for a perfect example, I went to mass. This is how Catholic works. My kids go to Catholic school.
I just want to say all I know about mass is from what I saw about Joe taking his kids to their church.
Okay, it's not, okay, let me tell you.
Catholic mass
is not nearly as fun as the OC Christian with the affliction shirts and the rock and roll. Like, they have it way more fun than us, okay? It's a priest with an accent.
That's cool church.
And it's real quiet. But whenever I've been, like, somewhat recruited, like, even people are like, you got to go to Bel Air Press. That's like Reagan's old church. It's really fun. Like, Reese Witherspoon goes, come on, Heather, you'll love it. I go, I can't. Like, I'm like, I can't. I was raised at St. Mel's. That's my Catholic church. If my kids are going to go to church, they're going to stick to the boring church that they're used to. I can't show them a fun church, and then they'll be bummed that we have to go to the boring one again.
It's supposed
God's
to hurt.
I can't. This is a funny story. Okay, so Sunday morning, I'm sleeping. I'm in my sleep mask. I did two ZQLs. It's kind of a happening moment here.
Rock and roll, Heather.
Oh, it's fucking rocking it out. And it's... my husband walks in, he goes, hey, are you awake? I'm like, well, now I am. He's like, what's your emotional state? What's going on? I'm like, you just woke me up. What is happening? He's like, I got to talk to you about something. I'm like, I'm like, just tell me who's dead. Who's dead? What is going on? He's like, well, it's, we have this cat who is a Bengal. But when we adopted him, we got him from Orange County, and they can declaw them in Orange County, and they can't do it in LA.
Right.
So he came declawed.
They can't declaw cats in LA?
No.
Yeah, no. Oh, no wonder no one wants one.
So this one is declawed and beautiful. And we live near the, in between the Ventura and the Santa Monica Mountains. There are coyotes from the, and I used to live in there and I grew up and I remember my friend screaming and her cat was spewed across the lawn. Like, so, but this cat, if we didn't let him out, his life would suck. So in the morning, we let him in our backyard. Okay. And he really, he has a tracker on his neck and he hangs out. So he's like, the neighbor called and said, is Simba in the house? And my husband's like, no, we have a routine. He gets him out, feeds him. He likes to go outside in the morning. So he's like, because he says, I think I saw his leg.
Oh,
but when he went to go
Lord.
Back to get the leg was gone.
The leg?
So I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So we're looking for the cat. That's the kids
violent.
Are sleeping. We're looking for the cat. We're trying to do the tracker. We can't find him. I'm like, all right, you know, let's take the kids. You know, let's tell the kids and then let's get them donuts. You know, I don't know what to do. We've never had a pet before.
Donuts
I'm
work.
Devastated. I'm like, yeah. I'm never going to see him lick the sink water again. I'm just dying.
Oh,
so we walk out and the kids are sitting there and they're watching their cartoons. And I'm like, they have no clue what's happening. And I go, you guys? And then my husband goes, cat's outside. He's alive.
Oh, okay.
The cat is alive.
Cancer free.
It's cancer free and alive. I fall to my knees. My kids are like, what's going on? I'm like, you guys, we are going to church. We are God.
Yes.
I pray God. So we go to my Catholic church. And now the point of the Catholic church. So this, my priest is up there and he's like, hey, I want to tell you, not all everyone in the Catholic church is going to like me. I'm much more liberal. I'm like Pope Francis. I will bless a divorce. I will accept, you know, different. So what people don't realize is there's different levels of Catholics, and we are not like the Bible Belt Christians.
Like Angela's Ashes.
Yeah. It's like, that's why people go, there's these things called cafeteria Catholics, which is what I was raised as, where it's like.
Cafeteria Catholic?
Where you pick out what you believe.
Oh, right, right. Like
so
the
it's
lubies.
Like, I'm okay with birth control. I'm okay with gay. I'm okay with, you know, if someone's really miserable and they get divorced, no one should be miserable their whole
life.
Yeah,
it's like the subscriber package where you pick the ones you want and just put it in
the
box.
But then what you've learned and how you've become, you don't want to abandon it because it's still what
it's
you know and you like.
Guidance.
But you're kind of like, hey, Jesus loves me. Like, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
And then I'll take what I like, and I like the school and the education. So, like, that's the difference when people go, oh, you're Christian, you know. It's just, there's
that's
a huge
why I say
difference
what my
between.
Brand is, because you have to say, like, I was raised this kind of Christian because people who are raised like that understand. Because half my family was Lebanese and they were Catholic, and I went to Catholic school.
Right.
And then the other part was the born again crazy. So I've seen every part. You know, my parents go to cool church now. They've got the band. And they're like, wow, it's a huge wide screen. And the preacher's not even here. He's on a satellite. He's in four churches. I'm like, stay home and fucking watch cable. You can order a pizza. Get out of here with your big chairs.
I just
and they can drink. And like the Christian churches, they have Starbucks and you can bring the coffee.
What?
Like we've never.
What?
Like we
they
can't,
have
you
movie
can't
seats,
have eat and,
like the recliner
you can't eat
seats.
And drink when you're in mass. Like what are you talking about? You're
what
supposed to
ridiculous.
Literally fast an hour
Jesus
before.
Jesus would have loved movie popcorn.
And I mean,
now you can
you
get
know,
it.
There's just things like that that I just don't.
I don't know. I'm Jewish, so I went to a synagogue. I actually went to the I wouldn't say you don't really have rival synagogues, but basically where I grew up, everyone either went to my synagogue or to Temple Beth El, and Heather went to Temple Beth El because she's from Chapel.
Oh.
That's my like
on back east. Back east.
Yeah, back east. Yeah.
Here's why the religious storyline doesn't hit you guys as hard. You're Heather.
Yes.
And then you're a Catholic, so, well, like you're a real Heather. You're a real Catholic Heather, so you don't understand the born-again craziness, okay? When I was being raised, there were really nice, wonderful, obviously, Christians, but then those fake ones who just did it, like when they were in trouble
like
or
Alexis
needed to
Polino.
Repair, it's always the guy who's cheating that's giving the fucking sermon. It's always,
every
single time. And the point is, well, we're all hypocrites, and I get that. You know, you say you're sorry and you're forgiven, but not if you're still fucking somebody else. Get off the pulpit. Like, come on, man. So then, you
well,
know,
sometimes my husband's not religious, and sometimes I'll have some envy when I see the husbands with their wives, you know, in church. And I'm like,
oh, he doesn't go to church at all? Like, he doesn't
he'll
go with
go
you.
On Christmas and
Easter.
In the beginning, I could get him to go more. And then, you know, I just don't have as much power as I used to. I don't know. I just choose my battles. I just don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I'm like, you know, all right. I agreed to marry him like this. I kind of hoped that he would, like, find it.
You listen to Dr. Laura.
Why? What does she say I should do?
Because that's so... I was just talking about her with a friend.
Choosing your battles, you mean? Or
just choosing your mate. You know, how you're like, I chose him this way, and this is who he is, and I'm not going to, like...
Yeah, I was hoped I was going
to, or whatever.
Yeah, I hoped that it would be, but my sister and my best friend both also they married Jewish guys that have allowed the kids to be raised Catholic that will go twice a year, and they're really great guys. Mm-hmm. And even though my husband wasn't Jewish, he just wasn't raised religious, and so he's kind of in the same. They're all sort of the same, and sometimes that's hard when I'm like, "Come on, you guys, let's go," and they're like, "Dad's not going." I'm like, "Well, Dad didn't come out of my vagina. What do you want to do?"
Yeah, I own you.
Yeah, I'm like, "You're going," yes. And he's gonna have to wait longer in line to get to heaven, and we're gonna like bypass the line. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So it makes it harder. But then there was like this one couple that I envied because he was like really religious. Like he'd be like, "Let's say grace before dinner and let's pray for the troops and all this stuff." And I was like, God, I just, you know. Anyway, he turned out to totally dump my friend, cheat on her, had a girlfriend. And so then I'm like, my husband is so not a hypocrite.
Right.
You know, it's like, worth absolutely not what he is. So I'm like, he's not great at everything, you know, but like that is so. I don't have to deal with someone pretending to be super duper Christian.
Right.
And like fucking the church secretary.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, that's really
the religious part. It's the, okay, you remember that movie with Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn and he was like a murderer or whatever? Oh, yeah. Dead Man Walking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's a nun. And she's like, but you know, the death penalty, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's, didn't he find Jesus? Is that in my head?
She, I don't remember. I mean,
anyway,
she,
like Death Row, Death Row in general. It's like, you've murdered 10 people and you found Jesus and I'm so glad that Jesus forgave you. Your ass still going to die. I didn't forgive you, fucker. Bye. So that's kind of how I feel like when anybody goes through a bad time and then they're suddenly Christian. I'm like, well, I'm glad Jesus forgave you. I still think you're a C word. Yeah.
I think the death penalty should not happen because.
I think they should just make it quicker.
I don't think it should. I don't think it should happen because there's no way to. There's so many times where it's not true, and there's like wrong convictions, and it costs so much to actually convict them.
Right.
That if we just took it off the table completely and didn't even start with appeals and all the shit, because if you're on death row, you can keep appealing because you're about to die. But if they were just like, "Hey, you've got life," then those appeals would stop, and we'd save money there, and everybody just knows they have to do life, and that's that.
Yeah.
Well, so that's and also because I think it can, I just think it is like inhuman. Like,
well,
I just,
speaking of incarceration,
this has gotten real. Let's talk about the judicial
system. I know. About Real Housewives of New Jersey.
It like, always leads to something. It's like
let's talk about the real Melania. Let's talk about the true criminal.
We'll be right back.
Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. The mattress industry has inherently forced consumers into paying notoriously high markups. Casper is revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly to the customer.
A Casper mattress provides resilience and long-lasting supportive comfort. Casper's mattress is one of a kind, a new hybrid mattress that combines premium latex foam with memory foam.
Mattresses can often cost well over $1,500, but Casper mattresses cost between $500 for a twin-size mattress, $600 for a twin XL, $750 for a full size, $850 for a queen size, and $950 for a king size mattress. Casper understands that buying a mattress online can have consumers wondering how this is possible.
Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Casper offers free delivery and returns within a 100-day period. It's that simple.
Guys, it's an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price.
Just the right sink, just the right bounce. Two technologies, latex foam and memory foam, come together for better nights and brighter days.
Risk-free trial and return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns.
Mattresses made in America.
Yay! $500 for twin size and $950 for king size mattress. Comparing that to industry averages, that's an outstanding price point and it's really true. It is a really great price point. I know because I bought one myself.
That's right. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/crappins and use the promo code crappins.
Which
as well.
I did. I used that promo
code.
Did? Yeah, of course I used our own promo
Lunch
code.
Lunch is on you, bitch. Yeah.
Terms and conditions apply.
This was Melania. Just in time for Halloween.
You know what is sad
Melania
about this?
I'm
very Joe Judice
This
today.
Is what's
just
wrong.
Like sweaty and breathing.
This is what I'm worried about with Melania. Okay.
I'm listening. Everything. I'm looking at my notes. Looking up
one of the main, I went to this parenting class when my stepdaughter was like 3 and I was pregnant with my son. And I, and they said, don't ever label your kids. Like, don't ever, you know how sometimes parents, they think they're being complimentary, but they're like, this is my math wizard and this is my reader. Uh-huh. They're like, don't ever do that, because then the reader is like, I don't have to be good at math. And the math one is like, I'm not into books.
Or it's even
like,
worse, that's the trouble one in the family, like Melania.
So this is like, she, you know, so that
she's
then
they,
all of a sudden they're like,
they live up the
I'm never going to be as good as setting the table as Gabriella. I'm never going to be as responsible as Gia. So my role is to be bad, and that's the only way I get attention, and I'm just going to be bad forever. And she's
just
got
to shave back.
She's got
learn
the hair,
to shave a back. And
oh, my God. And she's got the hairline, the shortest of the foreheads. I mean, and then that little one looks like she's like a doll from the 30s or something.
So cute. She's actually, yeah,
she looks
adorable.
Like that little cartoon drawing in the 30s.
Yeah. You know, and she's like, and then.
Little Betty Boop. Like a
I know.
Betty
the
Boop
one part
so
that
cute.
Did make me cry. Really, like, made me feel sad is when she goes, Mommy says when she gets out, she's going to hug me so hard.
Aww.
When the little one said that, I was like, why didn't you just do your fucking paperwork, you dumb bitch?
I know. That's
you
so
were given, you were given the gift of God, bankruptcy.
Yeah.
All they had to do was follow the rules of bankruptcy, and they chose not to.
And not only did they not follow them and go to jail, they still kept hiding shit.
That's
the,
what I'm
the
saying.
The feds kept
exactly.
coming
and
in and raiding them because Teresa was hiding shit in the basement. She was like, no, even after she was convicted and going to prison, she's still hiding shit in the basement.
And then they act like, well,
what
you know,
was
we
she
made
hiding
some mistakes.
In the basement?
Because, you know, you have to list everything right. that you own, and she was still not listing everything that she owned. She kept getting in trouble before she went to jail. They came to her house on Christmas and took away all the gifts because she had spent, you know, Judas money on those gifts. That's like
did
100
people really
grand
come and take the
gifts
out of
the
little girl's hands?
I think of
they
Christmas
had,
Eve they came
had
and
so
took
many
all the
second
gifts.
Chances to
they're
not
still
get
living
this.
In a mansion.
I know.
How are they doing this? Like,
and when he's like, and what, and how is he getting any money?
Yeah, that's what
when, I'm like, how did they already pay off the, some this? Of the debt? I'm like, from what? From
maybe the cookbooks. Maybe the cookbooks.
I don't understand. I've written a book. It's you don't make that much money off these books.
I mean, I don't understand how like throwing.
But she's got
garbage,
a new book coming out. Thank
the
God.
The show. I think they're getting it from the show.
Yeah, the
I,
show
they were
did
talking
pay
about
up.
It while they were shooting.
I just can't imagine that throwing garbage off of a rooftop is going to be enough to get you out of like a $10 million hole.
What? That's what I do. But you know what? I work with my hands.
You know what? It's just all right, everybody. It's all right, everybody. You're like, you know, it's like, come on. Can we do predictions about what's going to happen?
Yes, let's do it.
I predict that when Teresa gets out of jail, things are going to be worse than ever between her and her brother and her sister-in-law, because Melissa spent the entire hour just like hanging out being like, well, I mean, I want to visit her, but she just, you know, she won't put me on the list. But, you know, that's okay. I hope she has a lot of time to think about what she did wrong, though. And, you know, realize that family's important and she should think about
family. Because we're getting along so well now that Teresa's not here. Look how close we are all. I hope that she can realize that this is what family is. You know, you have a lot of time to think in jail. I was like, damn,
Melissa.
She's coming
going
for Teresa.
In such a passive-aggressive way.
She's going to have those kids calling her mom soon. Yeah. Bitch. And I love it. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't understand why she does.
Well, not soon,
really.
She's
you showed up on the show
in like 2 months.
She's what?
Yeah. She's coming home in 2 months.
I know. But when Teresa watches these three episodes, oh, she.
What's
going to
happen? Okay, can so
yes. your
this
prediction.
Is my Teresa. So when he Teresa. Leaves, I think within a year, she's going to find out that he is corresponding with other women.
Yeah.
In jail, and that'll give her reason. To divorce him, and in 3 years she'll have some other juicy J.
You guys, we all know because she's so preparing already to dump Joe, and even the kids are like, when he got in trouble with Gia, and she said, "Mom would leave you if you ever." She already told
she's
you.
She's heard it. Like, she's heard it. How many times?
It's
like,
coming. She's like, "Babysit these kids, and you're out."
And then also, even when he gets out, he's got to go back to Italy. It's over.
No, they don't want him.
Yeah.
He's like, what am I going to do in Italy? You know, I got like family there, but like, I'll walk around, you know? Like, I'll walk around Italy, you know?
You guys like Matt? It'll be all right. Tell me, can we just talk for a minute about man zone with children?
Yes, please. I hate it. What do you think?
Hate it.
You
hate
do
it.
Too?
I hate it. I like Caroline. I appreciate her as a mother trying to give her 20-somethings kids jobs and pushing the envelope with Bravo and putting a gun to their head to allow them to have two seasons. But my God.
It's awful.
Those kids.
It is not
good.
And
those kids are not, what are they doing?
I like most of the people on the show.
It's just boring
as
shit.
They seem like such nice people.
Well,
but
it's
I'm
like it goes to show you like, oh my God, can anybody just have a reality show? No, not everybody can. Not everybody can.
I think they think that they're a lot funnier than they are.
Oh my God, those guys think they're so funny.
It's like
especially the younger one.
But it's not, it's like, okay, I just can't.
Yeah, fat rich fat rich white people making fart jokes. I'll go to the Grove on a weekend. I need this. I'll be in Burbank.
Do you think they're
going to
give them a
gallery.
Third season now that she's married and then it's going to all be about getting
is
pregnant?
Anybody watching
and
it?
Why is she marrying him?
And why does anybody want
to
see Lauren pregnant?
I know. I feel like she's going to wake up and divorce him in 2 years. Maybe the show's still on. That'll give her a story.
No, she won't because she didn't do it when she was thin. That's when women leave. When women finally like lose the weight, that's
but
when they're like,
still
well, actually,
has,
men do too, I guess,
she
right?
She still has the mind of a fat girl.
That's why she's doing
so she thinks that she can never, there's she certain, doesn't
there's
know.
There's some weird thing. Like none of those kids are like have an adventurous spirit. They don't want
to
go
What happened
out
to Blackwater?
Oh,
what happened to Blackwater?
It's still being
it's
sold.
Still
they must have sold it because I actually see it in the stores.
Is it that there's so many vitamins that make it black? What is it?
It's like some kind of sulfury thingy.
Maybe makes people like nostalgic for New Jersey. It's just like black.
Does that make you shit? What does it do?
Yeah, it's dirty water. Dirty Jersey water. They should have just called it Jersey water.
Yeah, Jersey.
Been done
and they
with
never
it.
Explained it's why you would want to buy it.
I think it's just like, a gimmick like Crystal Pepsi.
There's minerals in it. That mineral, there's some mineral in it that turns black. And Jacqueline Laurita was trying to say that it's something that helps autism naturally. Like these bitches, I'm telling you, when you'll like squeeze the life for a storyline out of your autistic child... For TV, you're a bitch.
Do you think
come back to my TV, Jack.
I never felt like
you know what they.
I think
the
it was
world
a real
knows
struggle
that
they were going
I think it was like, hey, you can be on the show, you can share your struggle, you can let people know, and you can collect this check.
I agree. I
and
don't
you
think
need the money.
Should have been silent, but Blackwater so, specifically, when she's like going on Twitter saying that helps autism, and then tagging autism things with Blackwater when they're
but
gonna
everybody
go, they could go to jail too.
If you look up anything, like do apricots too. Help autism? Someone has some type of proof that it does. Or my kid started eating apricots and he looked me in the eye. I don't know. It's like
the
everybody
internet has killed facts.
Everybody can say that like a diet or something. Like nobody really knows, which
is
why
almost cancer isn't almost really cancer, you guys. Like it could be a thing. Because even that medicine lady, I don't want to call her a doctor, but Hela. What? Not Hela.
Hela.
Lenka, the Vicky's, lady on Real Housewives of Orange County. She's like, just detox. Let us detox the cancer.
Yeah.
And now
put
Vicky's
your feet on the
doing
glass.
Yeah. Now Vicky's doing ads for this detox center because of Brooks. You know, so his cancer led to an endorsement deal of this bitch who's on TV. And on her website, she says she was almost had cancer. She
who
listed
did?
It.
The detox
yeah,
lady?
Yeah,
the
actually says lady. Yeah. So on Lenka's website, Lenka, the woman who said you have to
that
have
wears
a coffee
the detox
enema.
Shirt every day.
Yeah, it's like take your shoes off and like get the minerals from the ground through your feet. On her website, it says that Lenka went through this and that. And
20
it, like,
diseases.
And it said like in like 2010, Lenka had borderline cancer.
Borderline cancer. That's hilarious.
It literally says. Borderline cancer. Like,
and then remember those ads where people would say you put the thing at the bottom of your feet and you pull it off and it's all this dirt.
Yeah,
that's all the toxic.
The pet,
and they found out that that was like such a bullshit thing. Like there's so much the bullshit stuff like
it
that.
Really, well, Dr. But Oz, have you ever looked up Dr. Okay, go home when you're just bored on the pot or whatever.
Yeah.
Look up Dr. Oz fraud. Oh my God, the shit that that man has tried to peddle us. And my mother shoves every single one of them down my throat. So I've tried them. Am I thin? Am I gorgeous? Am I rich? No, Dr. Oz is a fucking liar, Heather. Don't believe these women. They're all liars. Now, I'm not saying she's like faking her son's autism. I'm just saying it's a little tacky to like
so
be
what is gonna
bringing
happen?
The life
can we go
out of
back
it on
to the
Twitter.
Point at hand.
Yes.
Prediction.
Yes.
What was that?
Predictions for Manzard with children.
Oh, predictions. Oh gosh. Let's see. So that they've worked a little restaurant in like Hoboken. The kids, they have.
Does,
had
is the show done? Second season, or is
oh,
it coming
please,
back?
Please, I hope it's done. I hope
no
it's
predictions.
Done.
Not what really happened.
We're we talking, don't know if it's not coming back.
No, no, but we're saying predictions.
Predictions
right?
of what happened.
Like, where are they going to be in 5 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they going to be 5 years?
I think they're going to be working at like an Amoco or something like that. Like, I can't.
Albie is going to literally turn into Chris.
Yeah,
he's going to look just like him. Mm-hmm. Chris will come out of the closet.
Lauren you think Chris
will be
is
miserable
gay?
And have
the younger
20 children.
I don't think Chris is gay.
I do. I think
really?
he's at least on the spectrum, yeah.
I think they're all going to be living in the same house.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't. I get one thing in my head mixed there forever.
They're all going to be living in the same house.
Cancer, autism, dicks, and what are we on now, Chris?
I don't think they're going to be living in the same house. I think they're all going to have their own lives because they don't need to live in the same house if we're not filming the show.
Yeah, but none of them are doing anything with their
lives. But they don't even talk to each other.
But then why do they
Caroline's
have to
like,
if they're
Chris
getting a
salary
from Bravo?
Don't talk to each other anymore. I can't even imitate her, but she's like, you kids will talk to each other. You're brothers. That's what we do. You get together and you talk. I don't like this, your brother not talking and you not talk. I was like, click, click. I don't care. They hate each other in real life or something. But
we're thick as thieves, you know?
Thick as thieves.
By the way, one thing I really enjoyed about what the
and she cracks up so much at Albie and Christopher. She laughs.
And I get that, you know, like of course a mother's gonna laugh at her kids. But,
she loves those kids.
But like that's great. You could tell the love.
What happened to Cafe Face?
It's like Jesus.
What happened to Cafe Face?
We like to call it Cafache. Cafache.
And what happened to the restaurant in Hoboken?
They still have Cafache. They sell egg salad, scrunchies, manicures, pedicures, facelifts. Like they have everything there.
At Cafe Face?
And
then is the restaurant still there? The Hoboken restaurant?
It had terrible, terrible Yelp reviews.
It didn't close, did it, the restaurant?
Well, they're not clearly working it anymore. I don't know if it closed or not. But
I love it when people think, like, let's open a restaurant. It's the hardest.
Yeah, like whatever happened to Heather's restaurant.
Anything else, I would rather do anything else than open a restaurant. It is
Heather
so
DeBro,
hard.
Remember she wanted to open up a restaurant a few seasons
ago? And that was the best advice Vicky gave her. Like, you have no fucking clue. Really, you have homework and everything. And are any of you going to be there every night running it? Mm-hmm. People stealing food that, you know,
my mom
do the wrong
of a
orders.
Heather growing up, like she was that type. And we went broke in the real estate, whatever, in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so my mom, like, got it together and became a caterer and, like, saved the family. She was a hero, you know.
That's nice.
The worst part when she started owning restaurants was she was the one who was the snob and being like, oh, cilantro on a frozen patty. You know, she would get like that.
Yeah.
But then now you have these bitches complaining at you and you're at work and it is not fun. She was like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. Like the ladies from the country club bossing her around or leaving snotty comment cards. Not cute.
Nope.
I would love that in a Heather storyline though. Pass it on.
Yeah.
That what? She should what?
Heather reading comment cards at her
about
own
restaurant.
I'm kidding. I would die. They're like, that tree's ugly. She'd be like, ugh.
When we were at dinner, she was very much like, when we ordered, she's like, and don't rush it. You were here to, we want to relax. Want to relax.
Everyone's
so
like,
we'll have the appetizers first, then wait like a good 20 minutes, then the entrees. Not before then.
I feel like she was a waiter's worst nightmare.
But when she said that, I was like, I've never done that. Mm-hmm. And I actually think it's really smart because if you are there for the evening, it is awkward when your food comes like that.
Oh yeah,
well,
it's great when
you're paying that much in tip alone, off
and
of
you
the check like
yeah,
that.
And you know, like, hey, we want to hang out for like a solid 2-3 hours, and we don't want to just have an empty table, you know, with just drinks on it for the last hour and a half, so we can spread out this dinner. But like, I never occurred to me to ever tell a waiter that. And like, I just thought that's a good tip.
But you can't do that
DeBro.
At a Chili's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like a Mastro's.
No,
type of thing.
You have to do it at a restaurant. Yeah, I got a nice restaurant.
It's a bad restaurant if you are still on your appetizers and the entrees come out. And that does happen. And that is really annoying.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that places, I mean, if you're Heather DeBro and you're going to a place that's like that, I mean, that's like shocking.
She knows the owners.
Mastro's in Orange County. So I've been to the one here a few times. So in Orange County, do they have that balcony area like they have here where people just get shit-faced and start acting like they're in Sodom and Gomorrah?
No,
like
it's
the last hour.
It's a ground floor restaurant.
Oh, Mastro's. So on the
bottom, Beverly
Mastro's
Hills,
is
you mean,
gorgeous,
right?
But Mastro's
upstairs.
Beverly Hills gets crazy up there because it's just like old men and the hookers they love.
I love that.
At the end of
I love
and
that.
Hot plates.
So fun.
I
and the waiters in polyester tuxes or whatever.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I know. I went there, I think I told this on the podcast once.
Such a heavy night. You know what I mean? It's such heavy food.
It is.
No matter how much you try to go, let's do split skis, whatever, you always feel like
how
you're going to barf after.
Like that? I got a baked potato there and it was like dripping with cheese and stuff in Beverly Hills.
I once went there
that?
And I had all this leftover food, like a leftover, basically like half a steak.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a big half a steak. It wasn't like a little like whatever. Yeah. It was like a full like next
dinner.
Because
if you look
dinner.
At the prices and you're like, I really want a petite filet, but for $10 more, I can get the big filet.
Right.
Yeah.
I might as well get the big filet and bring half of it home.
So I brought half
of it
home.
And then you eat too much of it while you're there and you want to barf. Yeah.
Well, I brought half of it home and the next day I was like, oh, I have my Mastro steak, and I opened it up and they didn't put the steak in there. It was all lettuce. They stole my half-eaten steak.
Oh my God! There's some well-fed busboy walking around there. Did
you call?
I called.
You did. Tell me. Hello. Wait. Let's do the call. Ding, ling, ling. Hello. It's always an English person. Why all the English people have to take our hostessing jobs? Like America isn't fucked enough. Okay.
I know. Build a wall.
Hello. Welcome to Master's Beverly Hills. How may I help you?
Hi. I just opened up my leftover container. I was supposed to have a steak in there. And it's just lettuce. I was just in there last night, and you guys did not put the steak in there that I had paid for.
Well, I'm very terribly sorry to hear that happened to you. We really have no control over what goes in or leaves the restaurant after it's been purchased. So I'd be happy to take your name and number, and the manager can call you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And
So thank you very much.
Ring, ring. Hi, this is the manager of Mastro's calling you back about your missing steak in a salad box. It's like a huge thing. Nobody gives a shit.
Mastro's is like, they sent me a gift certificate, which I actually have yet to.
They sent you
use.
A gift. Oh, you're going to be the asshole anybody, using a
listen,
gift certificate at
Mastro's. If anybody wants a free gift certificate, that's what you do. You call up Mastro's and you go, I'm very disappointed. It's noon. I was ready to fucking go off on half of a steak. Mm-hmm. It's not here. Like,
Alfredo
that's the kind of
my
shit.
Steak.
I have to tell you, that's something that, you know, the only thing that gets me more upset than something like that. Like, I planned on eating it for lunch.
Yeah.
I sat down. Mm-hmm. I got, like, my In Touch magazine. I'm home alone. Yeah. I'm going to fucking have this steak. Yeah. Is I'm about to put on a dress for a television appearance, and it has a fucking sensor on it.
Oh,
does that happen?
Both those things.
You really look like a Bravo person walking around with a censor, girl.
I wore it. I wore a dress out with a censor because it was. I was going to a Christmas party. Chris Noth.
Ooh,
Sex and the City.
Why would you go to someone's place who was on Law and Order? You can't do that with a stolen dress.
You didn't think of that. It was like a red dress with a black lace over. It was a Christmas and. If I held my hand on my thigh, you couldn't see it.
Mm.
And I just really wanted to wear it.
So
when
good.
I have it set in my head, this is what I'm wearing. Yeah. I can't switch to a dress from last year.
So how come you're not on Bravo? Do you have any desire to be a housewife or anything? Like, you fit the profile.
I don't fit the profile because I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not wealthy enough at all.
Well, you're famous. That's more.
My house.
More, right?
My house would, no. And I think that the difference... is like, I mean, look, if they called me, I would absolutely entertain the idea. Like, I'd be crazy not to. With eyes, millions of viewers, you know, like, I'm never going to be like, no, that's not my brand. You know, please. I'm a mother in my 40s and I have a podcast. I will fucking do anything. I'm very much like Joan Rivers. Like, every time I get offered something and my team is like, I don't know, Heather, you know, I think you're at a different level. I'm like, I hear Joan Rivers being like, take everything.
Yeah. Take it. You file
hence,
it in a box.
Yeah. And watch what happens.
But right. Exactly. But also it's like being a comedian, it's not like I have a, you know, once I won't be the ingenue anymore. Like I see like, okay, I have hopefully a life. I want to be like, I heard like Joy Behar has a new show coming out on TLC and someone wrote Joy Behar has a late night show on TLC. Why not you? I'm like, that is the greatest news I ever heard that they're giving late night shows to she's Italian. What is she? She's Italian.
She's Italian.
But they're giving it to white women in their 70s.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I want to hear that. I don't want to hear, more disturbing is they gave it to a YouTube star. No, I want to hear white women in their 70s have TV shows and they're giving it to them at that point in her career. So I'm like, I'll just do whatever. So, but I think the difference is like between like Lisa Rinna is like, I don't know if they'd be afraid that I would be thinking too much like a producer and a comedian to really start fighting with someone. Like, I can't imagine
would.
That I'd be fighting with someone for real. Like,
but see, that's the thing. Like, you can never imagine yourself being caught. Like, you're smart. You're like an intelligent, talented, witty person. You would think I would never get caught. They get you. I'm telling you. They ruin.
I mean, that's why it's a little scary,
you know?
Because that's the thing. It's like, you sign up for that and you don't have any say. It's like, it's not your show. Like, Kris Jenner is the EP of the show. And, you know, so it's like, if there's something that went down, like, she could be like, that's out. Like, I'm sorry.
We used to work for that reality company, Buna Murray. So we know their company. And they run that.
Yep.
They run that place. Yep.
Right.
For
and,
sure.
You know, and you they agree to reveal a lot, but I'm sure there's some that they go, no, we don't want that in there. And that's kind of nice to know, but I don't know. It would be interesting, but it's like when I get in fights with my own friends, it's like I try to diffuse it pretty quickly. Yeah.
But you
can
also,
I'm not really, I don't really like the conflict. I mean, really
plus,
don't.
I also think you'd be real, more like a Heather was this year.
Heather but Dubrow also, this year said this about 500 times. I think what she means is, that's all she said. I think what she means to say is, I think you're misinterpreting it because I think what her reaction was coming off of is, and so she came off really well.
Plus also, you know, the other thing about going,
and I feel like,
I still tease her all the time because I grew up with the junior league ladies. So to me, that's Heather Dubrow. I'm
like,
mother, shut up. Nobody, she'll be like, you know, just when she gets so fancy, I'm like, shut up, Heather. But.
Junior
you know,
league. I was a Valley Deb.
You were.
I was a Mary Dookie
you
Deb.
Know, the
I was a double
league
Deb.
Made me a fabulous gay. I love you, ladies. That changed my life. I grew
How
up.
How were you in the junior league?
Well, my mother was okay.
Oh, okay.
So she was obsessed, and you know, everybody would hang out and have parties every day at the house. It was like the Franzia parties, while they talk about what charity they're going to help or whatever, and then fight amongst each other. That was my first like Real Housewives obsession. Was like real El Paso, the Real Housewives of El Paso Junior League.
You know, the other thing that's scary about going on reality TV is that it does, I feel like, really impact your real-life relationships. I mean, you see a lot of marriages crumble. You see friendships get destroyed. So there's also that to consider.
It's very scary, but it's also, you can really see why it's fun. I mean, listen, sometimes I look at these reality stars, you know, when I was at the dinner, one of those marketing executive Bravo people came over and were talking to Shannon, and I was eavesdropping. Like I do. And it's like sometimes I have to look at these reality stars and I'm like, Heather, have the balls that these people have. Because as someone that's been in the business since, you know, I graduated from college, going to Groundlings, trying to get an agent, rejection, so the agent's not calling me back. I guess they don't ever want to represent me. How hard it took to get here. Mm-hmm, and these women are instantly a star within a year. And on in magazines and getting paid to tweet, and it comes so quickly.
It's so different.
It comes so quickly, but then also their attitude is like they're not afraid of anybody.
Right.
And sometimes I was like, I need to be a little bit like that when I'm like meeting with executives and stuff, because I'm like, who cares? We're the same age. Why am I intimidated by you? But there's still this little like 21-year-old inside of me that's like, just here's my headshot. Right.
Yeah, but you're also like, a performer whose job. You know, your job security relies on you being funny and talented
right,
and writing material. And theirs doesn't. It's more of, it's just a different kind of thing.
But it's amazing.
And it's
I
like,
know, but it's just amazing how she's like, you should get us. Why are we going on nice trips? Like, and they're like, just, you know, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
who are we having a great lifestyle?
Yeah, like, oh my God, the balls that you have. But it's
but
because
it's,
you had.
I would cry every
though.
Day if I read, if I heard anybody saying anything we've just even said today, which hasn't been that
bad. I have a
bad,
thin skin,
I would
not.
Be, I would cry. I'm
we
like a typical bully.
Bad about anyone.
No, but even if someone was like, he's a fake Christian, you know, just talking in my tone, I'm a typical bully. The second you hit me back, I'll start sobbing and like binge eating. I'm like that. I couldn't ever be on a reality show.
I think it's sort of like a deal with the devil. You do get that fame. You do get to go on these great trips. And I think there are some
great
huge
trips where you shoot 30 hours a day and have to listen to Shannon talk about
it. It's probably worth it to see like to go swimming with. You know, stingrays.
Swim with sharks. Like, only on Bravo would they be like, okay, cast, get in the water with those sharks and we'll be shooting it from up
but
there.
But I
have,
think it's
I
like,
have
it's,
a big thing, like, and I have to get over this because so much TV is more reality based. Even if it's not a reality show, it's like, oh, we're just going to run the cameras and then we're going to edit. Like, so much of it is. And I have like this weird codependent thing where like I see the cameraman and he's holding the heavy camera and he's starting to sweat. And no one's being interesting or funny. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, motherfucker.
You
like,
feel the press.
I feel horrible for him. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to stop. I have to think more. If I could just think more like a reality star, I think I'd be more successful. I think I'd be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. I think I would give less of a shit about other people. Mm-hmm. Like I would, I don't know. It's
those are
interesting.
Qualities.
That we can all
accept. And no offense
to
any specific housewife, but the kind of, the level of narcissism that you need to be on reality TV and just be good at it. I think
I think it's
good that we're not born with that, you guys.
Think, yeah.
I love watching them.
Skill.
And I'm glad you guys are born with it. Yeah. That jazz. Yeah. Bitch! That's our only Tamara impersonation. And it's nothing even like Tamara.
It has to be the my it's
hey, bitch.
It has to be that's my opinion. That's what it has
to be. I can't make my voice do that. It comes out
We've hardly screamed at all today because we didn't even talk about the actual reunion stuff, but it's so good talking to you.
Yeah, it was fun just to like chat about Bravo in general.
Yeah, for roles. It was nice talking to you in real life. That was fun.
I know. It was really good.
I never leave my house, Heather. It's really nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Thank you. We normally do this on Skype. As you know, because the last time you were on, we did it in that Skype phone call situation.
In the middle of your subway.
So I hope everybody also starts to listen to my Juicy Scoop. I'd really appreciate
that. That's a good show.
And actually, I end my Juicy Scoop by saying, and please spread the word of Juicy Scoop as you would Jesus Christ.
Aww.
I really do. And
Juicy Scoop forgives you.
And I don't think that's anything wrong with that. Because if you
thank
would
you for listening
it,
to Juicy Scoop, I don't have cancer. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Juicy Scoop, die for your sins.
No, thank you so much for talking to us. And also, you've got really good guests on there. You've got all the people you just spoke about.
Yes,
you've
I've got all the
girls. Camera episode, a Heather episode, Kris Jenner's coming
up. And then I have
up.
A lot of comedians. Wait, I have like a weird, because like you guys up. Are all Bravo.
Brian Sofie was
and then,
on
then, yeah,
there.
You guys are coming
grew up
on.
With him.
I love Brian.
Junior League
so
together.
It's like, it's just a mix of, you know, if we do talk Bravo stuff, I try to at least encompass it so that you don't listen. Because I always remember when I would like go to see a stand-up and stand-up would have like a bunch of Star Trek jokes and I hated it because I didn't know about Star Trek. So I try to like talk about it in a more of like a social experiment or what's happening.
Yeah.
But no, I do have some reality stars and people that are into pop culture. And then I also have straight up stand-ups a lot. And it's also just like pop culture
come.
Celebrity bullshit.
Can I come
you're already we're scheduled,
coming.
Weirdo.
We're going, when is that?
We're coming on next week. Right? We're recording next
I know
week.
I know it's
we're
in,
having lunch.
I know it's
like,
in.
I want to be on. It's going to be
oh, you know what? We do
days.
It Mondays.
Yeah. I think
from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. So we should go out to dinner after.
Call
we should go.
Top
we should go. We should, or we should
hell
go to the pump in BC.
Oh,
yes.
The pump. Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh my only God. If the skin Roomba will be there, Ken.
He's always there.
I love him.
He's like a slow thing around the
yeah, we
okay, we're shedding. We're shedding. We're okay. Getting the waving hand.
Go,
so,
go.
Anyway.
From
end
someone
it.
Who actually had
end
cancer,
it.
Sean. Yeah. Okay, we'll listen to you, all right? Hug,
yeah.
Sean. I love you.
I know. We're saying the entire time you're talking about cancer.
I know. We're like
Sean
talking about cancer. God bless Sean.
So anyway.
How did Sean feel about my theory of saying cancer free when before you have it?
I'm okay with
that. Okay.
He says he's
see,
okay
it's
with
just
it.
Being
he's,
grateful.
He's probably doing it now too, huh, Sean? Like, hi, I'm Sean. I'm now cancer free.
So anyway, Heather, we're really excited to come on to your podcast next week.
Yeah, me too. I didn't even
and
know.
You can follow us facebook.com/watchmorecrappins or go to watchmorecrappins.com to find our social media links. Support us at patreon.com/watchmorecrappins. And of course, Juicy Scoops on Podcast One. You can find it on iTunes, etc. And thanks again so much for coming on. It was super, super fun. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Today's episode is sponsored by Casper. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/crappins and using the promo code CRAPPINS.
Also, Texture. Texture is the mobile app that lets you tap directly into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your phone or tablet. Try Texture for free right now when you go to texture.com/crappins.